This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life to rural areas. Addressing the convocation ceremonies of the University of Health Sciences and Ayush located at Nava Raipur, the president said that states like Chhattisgarh have inexhaustible reserves of herbs. President Murmu said that along with documenting it, research based on it should be promoted. Earlier in the day, President Draupadi Murmu attended the convocation ceremonies of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bhilai. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through a natural lifestyle. President Murmu said that by learning from the lifestyle of the tribal people, one can make a significant contribution to the sustainable development of the country. The president said the complete development of the country is possible only when there is active participation of tribal people in the development process. The president also awarded gold medals to the students. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath today said India's aspirations are to expand its contribution to the global space economy to 10% in the next 10 years. He said that currently, India's contribution to the global space economy is just 2% and that the country wants to expand it. Dr. Somnath was delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers at Akashwani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi. The ISRO chief emphasized the need for increased collaboration from more stakeholders engaged in the space sector. He said that the government has taken several steps to bring reforms to the space sector. He informed that the government has launched the Indian Space Policy 2023 and liberalized FDI for the space sector. He said that at present, there are over 200 startups in the space sector, whereas there was only one startup in 2014. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi and Director General Akashwani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal were also present at the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. BJP has released the second list of 22 candidates for the Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has fielded Devyani Suhas Parande from Nashik Central. Dr. Milind Ramji Narote will contest from the Gadchiroli seat. The Chen Sukh Madan Lal Sancheti will fight from the Malkapur Assembly seat. Congress and the Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray have also announced their second lists. The Congress has fielded former Maharashtra Minister Vasant Purke from Ralegaon, Anuja Kedar from Savner and Dilip Bansod from Arjuni Morgaon. The Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray has nominated Anil Gote from Dhule, Rupali Patil from Hingoli, Ajay Chaudhary from Shivri and Manoj Jamsutkar from Baikala. The deadline to file nominations for the Maharashtra Assembly elections is 29th of October. Polling is scheduled for 20th of November and counting is set to take place on 23rd of November. In Jharkhand, the filing of nominations ended yesterday. For the first phase of Assembly elections, 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till 30th of this month. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 113 runs in the second test in Pune this afternoon. With this victory, the visitors have clinched the three-match series. Chasing a target of 359 runs set by New Zealand, India were all out for 245 in their second innings on day three. And that is the end of this news bulletin.